Welcome to the fifth episode of Insight, a podcast from the Judson Independent School District. Each month, we'll use this platform to not only inform our community, but also tell the stories of people across the Judson ISD family. The district is a proud home to a large number of military families. So, since April is the month of the military child, in this episode, we'll talk to Isabella Cifuentes, a senior at Veterans Memorial High School, whose mom is a senior master sergeant in the Air Force. Every month, we do a podcast about something that is usually about that month or whatever theme, right? And this month is month of the military child. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I was told that you are very versed in that arena. Uh-huh. So, who in your family is in the military?
My mom.
Your mom, what does she do?
She is in the Air Force. She does logistics. She's a...
What does that even mean? Oh. What does logistics mean? I feel like that's such a large word.
It is a large word. It's, She works with, like, the planes, the aircraft, getting it shipped, uh-huh. And, like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, she's a senior master sergeant.
So, she's active duty.
Yes.
So, where do you guys live? Like, what area of town?
Well, she lives in Dallas at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, who do you live with here?
I live with my dad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, how... Does she come down and visit, like...
Yes, she tries once a month. It's hard because of, like, TDY. Mm-hmm. She goes to, like, Japan, Italy, a lot of places.
So I'm going to get back to her. Let's focus on you for a second. What number school is this for you? Aside from, like, elementary school, middle school, and high school, what level of school is this for you? Or what number school is this for you?
Let me think. Maybe
five?
Maybe.
Yeah, ish.
Roughly, yeah.
So, did you move around a lot? Like, I'm assuming you didn't, or you did, or what? What is that story? Like, how is it being a... And I understand, like, high school is a different world. How is it being, like, a kid, like, a elementary school, middle school kid, and knowing that your mom's just going to be all over the place?
It was definitely hard. So, I was born while she was in the military.
Oh,
so
wow.
I kind of, like, grew up already knowing that she does leave for a good amount of time.
So where were you born?
I was born in Illinois.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's very... Since I was little, I had a better, like, thought about it because I was like, oh, I'm going to be able to make new friends. I'm able to go visit other places. Mm-hmm. You know, like, a little kid optimistic mind about it. But once I got older, I definitely noticed between me and my brother the struggles of going through, like, puberty in that stage where it's, like, having to leave what you created and put in another environment in the middle of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that happened often for your brother, for you? Like,
it happened a lot more to my brother than it did me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, so how old are you? How's your brother?
My brother is 20. He's going to turn 25.
25. So you were born in Illinois. I'm assuming you went to school there, or did you come to Texas first? Or, like, how did all that work?
Well, I was born there. I would say we lived there for 3 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then she got stationed to Abilene, Texas. And so I went to...
Abilene?
Yes. I went to preschool there. And then I would say, like, my kindergarten year.
Uh-huh.
And then we got moved to Hewitt, Texas.
Ooh, all these are, like, small towns.
Yeah.
Are you a small town girl?
Do
you think you're a small town girl, or are you, like, the big city?
I think I'm a big city. Because we always, like, traveled back to San Antonio.
Okay.
So our family lives here.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So you were just so used to going from town to town. When did you, like, feel the sense of, like, stability?
I don't know. I feel like... You just kind of have to adapt to it.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to, like, do what you can to get that stability, mm-hmm. you know? Because it's always at random when she deploys TDY. So it just, you have to be able to be flexible with that.
Do you think that that's something that only you guys understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys meaning military kids. You and your brother understand that, like, this is temporary wherever you guys are at.
I think we understand change a lot better.
Oh.
Like, we're so used to it.
explain that to me. Like, I get it, but to our listeners, explain that. Like, it's easy for you to change. Why do you think that is?
Because it happens so often, mm-hmm. and it's like we don't have a choice, so we're kind of like forced to like learn to adapt in situations, and you know, so I feel like it's good for going to a new school or going to a new job, meeting new people.
Is it easy for you to make new friends?
I would say so, because I'm very
outgoing, extroverted. Outgoing, yes. So my best friend is a military baby. And she lived in Virginia, she lived in Florida, she lived all over the place. And she said very similar, like, it's easy for her mm-hmm. to adapt and it's easier for her to make friends. But at the same time, it was always this thing in the back of her head, like, these are my friends for right now.
Yeah.
Like, these aren't going to be my friends long term. And, like, I've had friends since I was 9, mm-hmm. but we've all been in the same neighborhood and grew up together. I could not imagine being somewhere, making friends with somebody, and all of a sudden you have to up and go and, mm-hmm. like... You leave your friends and you leave what you know.
Yeah. I noticed, I think sometimes to myself, like, I know people at Veterans who have grown up with the same people since elementary school. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't even know, I can't even get in contact with my first best friends that I ever had.
Oh, what? Like, is that hard? Like, I just, that's heartbreaking for me. Because,
it's very, you know, makes me very, it's kind of like bittersweet.
Yeah.
It's sad because it's like, I wonder what they're doing. I wonder how they are, if they're doing okay.
So if you think about, like, all the friends that you have, what's the longest friendship you've had?
Ooh.
What's the one friend that you've had been consistent friends for however long?
When I was in fifth grade, I had a friend named Zainab, and we still keep in contact.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah.
That's not a bad one. No, yeah. Fifth grade's good. So when you're here at Veterans, especially it being Veterans and this area of town being mm-hmm. a military town and high mobility, like, do you see a bunch of military kids? Do y'all connect with each other? Is there a vibe that you get? Like, your parents are military. Like, you get the vibe.
Yeah.
How do those conversations go? Like, what is that? Like, do you say, like, hey, what's your parents' rank? I don't know. What is that conversation like?
It's kind of comfortable because it's like they kind of like we understand each other mm-hmm. to a certain level, and we're able to like my friend, one of my really good friends, Navia, we're able to go on base together and go to the gym there, and it's kind of nice having someone who understands and who we can do things together.
Yeah, and it's good to have it. Like, it's good to be not only at like a military school, mm-hmm. like it's all red, white, and blue, Patriots, rah, 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 rah. It's nice to just have that connection with somebody else that just gets mm-hmm. you. And you just, like, there's an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
That y'all just get each other. All right, so we started off with your mom. Tell me what, she's in the Air Force?
Yes.
She's in the Air Force, and what is her rank?
She's a senior master sergeant.
Senior master sergeant. And you said that she works with planes and logistics and getting planes around. Tell me more about mom. Like, tell me more, not necessarily the military side of mom. Tell me about mom. Like, what is she like? Like, what is... Yeah.
She's very brave. She's definitely one of the kindest, sweetest people that I've ever met. She reminds me of, like, a little glass angel. She's very delicate.
Not a glass angel. That is perfect. I'm just visualizing glass angel. Like, that's just... That is awesome.
She's amazing. She's a beautiful person. Like, she would go and, like, give someone her kidney, her lung, her everything, with hands down. She donates blood a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's very hardworking. She's definitely had to make a lot of sacrifices with leaving, mm-hmm. you know?
So do y'all talk about, so when she comes down to visit mm-hmm. about once a month, what is that weekend, that day, that week like? Is it, we need to spend time with each other as much as possible? Or like, is it normal? Is it like, how, when do you talk to her? Like, I'm curious as to like how that dynamic works.
It's,
in the best way possible. That's not a bad thing at all.
It was a very rocky thing at first once I did like not move with when mm-hmm. I like moved away. It comes in waves where there's times where it's like I kind of like not blame her or not. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, because I don't get to see my mom, like my other friends, you know, like she's not in the same house as me, you know, so it's kind of hard. And then there got to a point where I matured and I understand, like, she's doing this for me, for my siblings, for my family. And I try to talk to her at least every day. I try to call her. I try to make sure she's doing okay. For when she comes down, I always do my best to spend as much time with her and her family. Because it's, you know, it's once a month. I need to keep those special moments. And it's definitely hard to have to say goodbye to her. Because it's like a constant thing. I always have to say goodbye. There's never a, oh, good night, I'll see you in the morning. It's goodbye, I'll see you in a month. Yeah.
So, you said something, her and her family. Mm-hmm. So, are your parents together?
No, they're divorced.
They're divorced. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, now there's a different layer. Hey, so, I love... Okay. So, I'm gonna add this on to it because it's going to be hilarious. So, perfect. I love just talking to people. It's the journalist in me. Because I think everyone has a story. And you have a story. And it's just about going through those layers of... The onion layers. About there's so many... Everybody in this campus has a story, something that makes them who they are. I'm a divorced kid, so just there's this the connection on just being a divorced kid, and this there's just this way of how divorced families work that is very different than any other type of family. So do you have stepbrothers and stepsisters?
Yes.
Okay, how are your relationship with them?
I think it's pretty solid. I call him my bonus brother.
Yeah. So, okay, left turn. So I have a half sister, but we had a conversation that she's not my half sister. She's my sister.
Yeah.
Like it's just weird. Like, no, this is, let me introduce you to my half sister. No, let me introduce you to my sister. Mm-hmm. So like it's really interesting when you get your bonus brother or your bonus sister, and like, how do you introduce them to other people? And I love the fact that you said, yeah, this is my brother. This is my, these are my people.
I definitely see him more as like a friend than I do like a brother.
Yeah.
I still consider him a brother.
How old is he?
He's going to turn 21.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
More. Okay. So yeah, you guys are more close than you guys are apart. Okay. Nice. Nice. Okay, so when you do come down, what do y'all do? Like, what is the vibe? Like, and do you go up there?
So it kind of flips because of the divorce and like when I have to go and whatever.
All the agreements, all the stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
So I do go up to Dallas or wherever she's at. I'll stay there for some time, depending on what break it is. If it's the summertime. We always try to like do stuff as a family, you know, because we don't get those opportunities that much. So we like to watch movies, make food, of course, play games.
Typical family stuff.
We try to like blend it. We try to make it normal.
I love that. Tell me about the relationship with your older brother. Like in
my biological one?
Both, actually. Okay. Now that I know that you have both, like, so what makes I don't want to say one better than the other, but you're closer to one than the other. Like, what? Like, tell me the dynamics between the two.
My oldest brother Anthony. I see him as a very like not adult life, adult kind of. I see him like he's like a protector.
Yes, they should. Yeah. Older brothers should. You're absolutely correct.
I definitely take him more serious and more. I have more respect towards him in a sense of I look up to him. Mm-hmm. I've always looked up to him. And of course, I can still laugh with him. I still make jokes with him. But since we have that age gap, we're on two different levels of closeness, if that makes sense.
Makes complete sense to me, absolutely.
Whereas my bonus brother, Lirio, it's more fun because I see him as like a friend more. I still respect him. I still... you know, I still treat him the way I would treat Anthony.
It's a different dynamic. Yeah. It's a different dynamic.
I feel like I can make more jokes with him in a certain sense.
Yeah,
it's just more friendly than it is, like, brother.
What do you think the impact of your mom's job has on y'all's dynamic?
It's very, not, I don't want to say scattered, but it's just because he lives in, Alero lives in Austin. My brother lives here. But it's like the age gap already and the fact that both of them are in college and they, I'm in high school and it's just
kind of. And you said your older brother, your other biological brother experienced more moving. So do you think like he's like you were like he, it's easy to like meet friends and easy to a little bit of an extrovert or is he like, what, how does that work? How does he work?
I would say I'm more extroverted than he is, but he's still very extroverted. I definitely saw a lot more like struggle when he was in junior high going into high school in that time. Cause it was, I was looking out the window and I was excited like, oh, this is a new place. And then I turn my head and I see him and he's just upset.
Yeah.
Like he wants to cry.
Yeah.
Because he's leaving his girlfriend, his best friends, you know. And now he has to be put in a whole different environment and culture and everything at a different place. And it's like, what do you do?
And you, like you said earlier, you're forced to adapt. Like, what do? You just have to adapt. And I think that's something that's, that is special about military kids. It's like you're forced to adapt, and frankly it's just me having been a teacher and me seeing students that can't adapt because they're so used to their way of life, and life is literally about adapting and figuring it out and just getting through life, and life's not going to wait for you, and if you don't know how to adapt then, and it's, I think that's a special trait that you guys have, you guys meaning military kids that have that, you're able to adapt, and I think that's pretty awesome. So now let's focus on you. Have you been at Veterans your entire, all?
Yes, I have.
So you started here as a freshman. What are you into at Veterans? Like, what extracurriculars? Or are you just the normal schmegular kind of person?
Regular schmegular. I've played soccer all 4 years here.
Nice.
I've been in student council since sophomore year.
Yeah.
And currently I'm one of the officers. I'm a secretary.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your, what's the memories? What are your, you've been here for 4 years, like established, content, like what are your fond memories of this, of being here?
I think a big part of memories that I keep really special is the soccer team.
Yeah.
There's a lot of laughter that goes on. There's a lot of things that we go through, and there's a lot of life lessons that you learn from the coaches or your teammates. And since soccer, it's not just freshmen. It's 12th graders through freshmen, and having to become really close with them and then they leave, and then it's like, you know, it's kind of sad, but you learn a lot of things, all the opportunities that you learn, and it's nice to grasp on.
So what are you, like, now that you're a senior, and for those of you all that are listening, it's April, graduation is tomorrow, like, it's right around the corner.
It's right there.
Like, what's going through your head? What are your next goals in life?
My next goals is to go to college.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to UTSA in the fall.
Yes.
Yes.
What do you want to major in?
Nursing.
Nursing? Yeah. Okay.
I want
to
go
medical. By the way, you don't have to figure it out because you have all this time to figure it out, but you want to go on the you want to go the medical route?
Yes. I'm not sure what I want to do specifically, but I know I want to go medical. I've always wanted to since I was little.
Yeah. It's So, when I was a teacher, I think sometimes, I mean, not only teachers, but we as society puts, like, this pressure that you have to have it figured out right now.
Yeah.
And you don't. Like, you don't. Like, there's this idea that you have to have it all together, and life happens. So, let's say, for example, a year from now, you're just like, no, I want to go this route. Then do it, because you get to a point where you're not going to be able to make these left and right turns. But I love the fact that you have a goal in mind and you're ready to go and you're ready to do it. And you seem like a well-adjusted person.
I hope. It is scary, though, because it's like, I can do all the paperwork. I can enroll. I can set this vision in my head. But it's like, I know I'm never going to be truly ready for this. And College is scary. That's a whole different
thing. I always ask, like, when former students, and actually yesterday I had dinner with a former student, and the question I always ask is, were you ready for college? And every single time, I think maybe one person, and she's like the A++ go-getter A-type person, uh-huh. and that's the rarity. Like, were you ready for college? And the vast majority of it is no. Mm-hmm. And it's not the academic side. It's the you're no longer a child side.
Yeah.
No one's going to hold your hand. You have to figure things out. You're having to learn the things about life that are not formally taught mm-hmm. in school. Like, your taxes. Like, taxes. Like grocery shopping, like signing a lease for an apartment, like mm-hmm. all of those things. And in an ideal situation, our parents usually teach us all of that. But mm-hmm. if you weren't taught that, if you weren't ready to figure out life, then it could be like a slap in the face. Mm-hmm. And college is very much, you have to take responsibility for your academics, mm-hmm. you know? Here, and especially through K-12, it's a lot of holding your hand. It's like, we'll get you yeah. through. And then once you're a freshman, you have to get yourself through, yeah. very much so. So I get that fear of what's next, mm-hmm. and you don't know. Luckily, you're going to be in town, and luckily UTSA is just right mm-hmm. there. But UTSA itself is a different world yeah. with different vibes, different cultures, different everything. So it's very much like, what's going to happen next?
Yeah. Kind of thing.
Are you going to go with anybody? Do you know anybody else going to go with you?
Yes. My friend Avia that I mentioned earlier, yeah. she's also going to UTSA. My best friend, Monse, she's also going to be attending there.
Nice. So you'll have people around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I definitely want to branch out, though. I want to meet new people.
But that's what college is about.
Yeah.
College is about, and not only college, but your 20s mm-hmm. is about just doing all those things that you thought that you would mm-hmm. never do, and trying all those new things. And if you never get that chance to do it, then you'll never get the chance to do yeah. it. The older you get, I'm an old man. The older you get, like, your body starts to hurt, uh-huh. or you don't have enough time to do it, or this life just happened. So it's that time for you just to try all those new things.
I am thankful that I have them, because I know there are people who are going out of state who don't really know anyone.
Yeah.
You know, so I am thankful that.
And I'm actually curious as to why you didn't go out of state, because you adapt easily, and why not just go and just, I don't know, North Dakota, not literally, but you know, on the other side.
I think it's because I want to be close to family.
Okay. Yeah.
Because a part of me, I still have that like inner child in me that remembers having to leave and say goodbye and be super sad and cry on the way home, like 5 hours the whole other side yeah. of Texas. And it's like, I want to be able to be close to my family, to take care of my dad, to take care of, like, you know,
yes.
the people that yes. I care about. And I don't know, I want to make up time, I guess, maybe.
Nothing wrong with that at all. And I hope that you do that. I hope that you get that opportunity.
Plus financial. I have to think a little bit.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. College is about not only getting through college, but working the system.
Mm-hmm.
And college is getting more and more expensive. So it's like, how do you not get yourself into years and years of debt? And,
yeah.
you're making a good decision. You're right. So the name of the podcast is Insight. And the theme for this one is about the military child.
Uh-huh.
So I usually end the podcast like, what is something that you would like to share to the public? Like, something that they just don't know about being a military kid, or being a military family, or just the military in general. Like, what is something that you don't think that they know about?
That's a tough question.
You know, I'm good at this.
I feel like it's not... I would say one of the best things that is to not be scared to talk to someone or to put yourself out there.
I wish I was like that. If I'm ever like in a social, like I tend to be an extrovert,
uh-huh.
but this is also my wheelhouse, like just the school, the district, whatever.
Yeah.
Like if I was ever like at a bar or like ever in a social situation, like I'm just the guy in the corner. And I'm just like, I also love the people watch.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just that person. And I wish I had the confidence sometimes to just randomly go up to people and be like, hi, my name's PJ. Like, yeah. Nice to meet you. And I think that that's something that's, you meet all of your friends that way. You just, mm-hmm. Someone just has to say hi to somebody else.
Yeah. I think it's a, from an understanding where if there is a new kid that comes and it's kind of like, I understand how they feel. Let me go and be nice and introduce myself, show them, give them that feeling of comfort when they're in a new environment. So yeah, I think it's really important to not be scared and just to go for it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Insight is a podcast from the Judson Independent School District. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, LinkedIn, and anywhere you get your podcast.